know what really bugs me about permanent markers? I've been writing in the new Boots catalogue that came in the post, and trying to use their very helpful little gift, you know, wish list thing at the front, and two permanent markers that supposedly write on what the manufacturers have very craftily cited as almost all surfaces. Two of them have worked perfectly fine for about 2 minutes and then very gradually given up the ghost completely. And therefore I'm left with a really nice, neatly written list, because I've had to go over it with about five other permanent markers that I could find. I've just given up completely now, which really bugs me because I like a nice, neat list. I was that person who, when writing up their notes from lectures or from A-levels or whatever, I'd be writing it up and I would have colour-coded notes. So the subheadings that I found easy and that I had scored highly in would be a certain colour. And then the others would be, you know, graded in difficulty. And also, I was the person who, when it came to nearly the end of a page, if I made a mistake, I would have to start the page all over again because I couldn't bear looking at Tippex or, you know, that horrible, what was it, fountain pen eraser ink. You know, they had that double-ended pen. They still make them. I've completely gone off them. They were a miracle when they were first invented. And I remember thinking, wow, now all my notes will be perfect. But of course, it made the page all soggy, which then meant that if you were in a classroom situation and you were taking dictation or you were making notes as they went along, you know, as they were talking, you had to write on the soggy page with the corrector pen, you know, the blue end. And of course you'd then have this lovely blossoming ink splodge of a word. And God, that annoyed me. And so, you know, that was what really pissed me off today. In other news, you know, I tweeted about going to a screening of Dawn of the Dead with my mum, bless her. she mainly went because she wanted to have lunch with me in town, and we were going to sit there and, you know, nibble our food consistently through the film, and it turned out that the food was too yummy. And the film was too creepy. Oh, it was just not creepy because it was scary with the zombies, but it was hilarious because it was really bad acting. And the zombies weren't scary, they were just really funny. Anyway. Oh yeah, and my mum said, oh, you know, it was really bad acting, and the script was all stilted and all this sort of thing on the way home. And she said, oh, it must have been written by German or Scandinavian people. And then I was trying to remember who'd directed it. And I said, yeah, it was directed by that Oscar Romero bloke. And it turned out that was, you know, I knew this anyway, but I just got them mixed up. Oscar Romero was a Catholic bishop in South America. Who was part of the freedom theology movement, who was murdered on the steps of his cathedral. So, yeah, call me Mrs. Malaprop. Anyway, Audio Boo's telling me I've only got 30 seconds left. So, welcome to the insanity that lives inside my head. A little glimpse into why I'm so OCD about things today, and hopefully many more to come. Anyway, I'll talk to you soon. Keep following. Bye.